Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on MedCast. Welcome back, everybody, to a new episode of MedCast. This is your host, Ara.
And Karen.
Hello again, Karen. Hello again. People, we've been gone for quite a while. We've been gone for about 3 months. I think our last episode was with Dr. Kilimanguru. And there's a reason why we were gone for 3 months, and we'll get to that a little later on. But just to share with you guys what we've been doing the past 3 months.
Wait, okay. After we recorded the Doc Kilimanguru episode, I remember I had to start studying for the final exams. And then I had to study for another exam, which is removal exams. But we'll get to that later. And then I'm just numalandi lang. How about you?
Well, me... Sorry for my voice. I was sick for the past week, but I'm all better now. It's not COVID, thank God. The past 3 months, well, from our interview with Doc Kilimanguru, a few weeks after that, I had the dreaded Revalida. So that went on for 3 weeks. That was end of June and then up until start of July. And yeah, ever since. Well, yeah, let's just get to why we're both here. A bit of a disclaimer, though, like tonight's episode, it's going to be very personal. It's just going to be like a backseat kind of session between two friends.
And I like that.
We're just gonna get personal with each other. There might be some tears involved, but it's all for your listening pleasure. Basically, just to give everyone a background, I'm not sure if all schools have this, but the Revalida is basically like the final exam that you take in med school. So for each school, it's very different, I guess. But for our school, we have the written and the oral Revalida. So the written is further divided into two parts, basics and clinicals. And that's a 400-item exam, 200 items for each. And then the orals, it's basically like they give you any possible case. They give you any scenario, and then you have to diagnose it, give your differentials, the treatment, etc. So basically, long story short, I failed my Revalida. I failed. So yeah, I failed. I don't know how to like jump off from that. So that's my bit of rejection. Yeah, but yeah, just to reiterate again, like, we're gonna get very personal here because hindi naman sa nandadamay ako, but Karen also faced a major rejection related to med school.
You know what? I'm kind of glad we're on the same page again because I feel like may karamay ulit ako in life. Honestly, if Ara didn't fail, I think I'd be more sad. But knowing that Ara also failed makes me feel a bit better. I'm sorry, Ara. We're all fine. in this together. Anyway.
So yeah, just to talk a bit more about... Oh, by the way, like, we haven't really talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, as friends, we haven't talked about this in depth. I don't think we even touched up on this. I mean, parang we just informed each other. Oh, hey, I failed. Oh, hey, I failed too.
Yeah, because during the 3 months that we were MIA on this podcast, Ara was kind of MIA also. I don't blame her. I don't blame her for that. You know, everyone needs their own space. So it's okay. So now is the time we're actually going to talk about it face to face, quote and unquote.
We kept everything bottled up for the sake of this podcast.
Yeah, just for you guys. So it's super raw.
But just to give you, a background of what I went through for my revalida. Basically, I was really preparing for it.
Like, I can vouch for that.
I started clerkship September. And during the first round of rotations, because you have to rotate the departments twice. So during the first round, my strategy going into it was I was going to focus first on the clinicals. So whichever department I was in, like for instance, if it was surgery, then I was going to focus on surgical cases. If it was OB-GYN, then I was going to focus on that. So that was my strategy coming in. And then when 2021 came, around February, when it was already the second round, that's when I really dug deep into the basics like facial, anatomy, biochemistry, etc. So that was my strategy, and it worked well for me, but I didn't pass. it really worked for me, I mean review wise.
Mm-hmm.
So I had everything planned out basically, because I don't like going into things without, you know, a plan, without a strategy. So I was going into my revalida like very prepared. I had a conversation. I recall like I had a conversation with my senior weeks before revalida, and then he was asking me like what were my worries before taking the revalida, like what do I need help with, ganyan. Basically, I told him that, you know, for orals I was like super prepared na, kasi that's kind of like my niche, I guess,
right,
when it comes to oral recitation. So, you know, magaling ako sa oral. Ano ba yan? Told you this is gonna be very unfiltered, but yeah,
I knew you were gonna say that.
But yeah, magaling ako when it comes to recitations. But my number one weakness really was taking a written exam. So yeah, parang even though I had reviewed everything, I've studied well, I feel like when I'm finally sitting down there, well, face-to-face with a sheet of paper and a pencil and I have to shade things, that's like when I really crumbled into pressure. So yeah, takot ako mag-written exam doon. Especially, it was like 400 items and it was all gonna be online. So even if they were like adequately spaced naman, I was still, I was still kind of fearful for that.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, when I took the exams, parang first week it was basics, and then the second week it was clinicals, and then the third week it was orals. So I had to do really well with my written because that was the chunk of the grade. So even if I did really well in my orals, it wasn't really gonna matter if sobrang baba ako sa written. When I finally got my grades, like when I, kasi mag-reflect naman yun agad, right? I wasn't like super high. But then, hindi na naman ako kulelat. Sometimes like it was like mean, sometimes it was above mean, sometimes it was below mean. So I was in that middle ground, perfect middle ground that I wanted to be in, because I just wanted to play it safe. But yeah, when all was said and done, in average na lahat, I did really well in my orals, by the way. It was really good. No complaints. Yeah, when everything was already averaged, I got the email that I failed and that I had to take another examination, a removal examination, this time 100 items basics, 100 items clinicals. but no more orals.
Mm.
So that week, I was doing face to face na that time.
Mm-hmm.
So medyo hindi naman medyo busy. But yeah, parang I alam mo yun, that you don't really have the energy to focus on taking an examination, right, when this is all the exposure you can get from clerkship. So like I read a little bit, parang tiwala na lang din ako sa inaral ko before the actual revalida. So when removals came, I did good. Like I did well. But still, okay, I got the email that I didn't pass and that I had to take the refresher course. Initially, it was like August to November, and then the exam was going to be December or January. So yeah, that's basically what happened through the whole process of my failure, of my rejection. Yeah, so that's my part of the story.
But given that you were within mean naman, did you expect that you were gonna fail?
I didn't. Like, I was really confident that I was gonna pass. I mean, hindi naman yung cocky confidence, syempre. Pero, alam mo yun, parang, I went into it, I studied, and my score was, like, well within the range.
Right.
The acceptable range. Right. And, you know, we tried to contest it, but...
Yeah, yeah, and you're not even in the bottom of the batch. So, paano yun? Like, marami ding nag-fail?
We're 140 plus.
Oh, who?
Yeah, who failed.
Yeah,
so for imagine real? Like we're 500 plus in the batch, diba?
Oh, God.
Tapos, parang, yun, 140 plus people. I think 145 people failed.
Oh, God, and that's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was really surprised. I know how you are as a student.
Aww.
I know that you really prepared for this. Like, we barely even talked during those months or weeks that you were studying for Revalida. So, it was really hard for me to believe that that happened to you.
Right. Well, it's just consequence, I guess. Consequence. But anyway, what about you, though? Consequence of...
Me... Okay, unlike you, because this one, you didn't see it coming, right? Like, it was all a shock to you. Because, you know, you're the type who prepares, and you were pretty confident.
Grabe ka naman, ikaw din naman.
No?
Grabe ka naman, mas mataas kaya jiwa mo sa akin ng college.
Oh, that was college. Let's not go there. This is med school. We were both different people back when we were in college.
So different.
Yeah, but anyway, in my situation, I kind of expected this one because, okay, just the background, I failed surgery, so I don't know, I guess I'm also, I don't want to make excuses, so I'm just going to say I don't think I study that hard because, you know, let's cut it there because I don't want to make excuses, but, you know, I feel like I could, if I studied better, then I wouldn't have failed. But it's not, I don't think, okay, maybe partially it's the system's fault. Like, I want to say it's not you, it's me, but I think it takes two to tango because... Okay, just a background again. Medyo nag-change yung system ng school namin. They made cumulative exams. Okay. So before the pandemic, per LE, we just really the LE questions for that round is solely what we learned for that quarter or LE. But then what they did was every LE na dadagdagan yung topics. So what we learned from the previous LE, sinasama siya sa LE that we're gonna take. So it just piles up and piles up and piles up. So basically, it's a shit ton of learning that you have to do. I think that's unfair. Parang nagiging final siya every exam, even though it's not finals. Mm-mm. So I think that's something, that's a big factor that also played. But yeah, anyway, here's the thing. I didn't pass a single exam in surgery. There was one exam that I was supposed to pass, but I was like 0.5 away from the passing scores. So zero passed exams talaga. So I really saw this coming. I remember first semester, I was like, baka kaya ko pahabulin because what, there are three other exams. Ganyan. But then come March, like I think it was the fourth LE and I failed yet again. I was like, parang malabo na to. Like I was already saying goodbye to my friends, like, I think I'm gonna fail, Serge. And then you know what the typical they'd say, laban lang, kaya mo yan. You're not gonna fail. Just you know, just push through it, whatever. I knew I was gonna fail. And then the finals exam happened. And then I thought I was gonna do well. Pero wala, it didn't work in my favor. I'd say I studied well enough for it, pero I still didn't make it. So leading up to those events, since you know I saw it coming, yung how I prepared for it, I would cry every after LE. Na parang, I already had this. I know it's such a pessimistic thing to do, but I kind of already ingrained in my mind that, Karen, you're gonna fail surgery. So I already emotionally prepared myself, I guess, starting March. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna repeat. So I would just cry every LE. But you know, when the time actually comes, parang I just be numb because I already cried so much. Hindi ka na ganun
ka-disappointed.
Yeah, parang nabuhos ka na lahat. So, wala na natira sa akin. Parang, I failed. Okay. Wala eh, naiyak ko na lahat. So that's how I prepared for my failure. And true enough, it did actually help all those months I've been crying about Surge. When I saw my final grade, kasi parang, I was nasa portal na, I was gonna check my grade. So I was like, for sure, cinco to. And then, so, yun, nag-load na yung page. And then, I saw 5. And then I just looked at it. And I was like, ait. Like, super poker face, like, ait. Okay. And then I just kind of like stared blankly into space for a brief moment. I was like, okay. But then maybe during that time, I was still in denial. Pero I didn't cry anymore. Maybe a day after, like that night, I cried. Pero no, like, hagulgul cry. Because that's what I would do. The hagulgul cry. Pero, you know, that day I saw my grade, I was like, okay, I accept. Oh yeah, I was expecting, but my school kasi had this new rule na bigla sila nag-accept. They were willing to consider students and offered removal exams because before, walang removal exams sa school namin. But then since a lot of people were failing this year or the previous school year, sorry, they suddenly offered removal exams. But even for the removal exams, I didn't make the cut because yung qualifications to take removals are 2. I think you have to at least pass 1 LE or your grade has to be at least 70, I think. Mm-hmm. I didn't satisfy either of those. So I didn't even qualify for the removals. Yeah. Okay.
No, I was gonna say, kaya pala when you told me about it, parang it was like, I don't want to say it was as if it was nothing to you already, but parang you accepted it.
Yeah.
Like right when it happened, parang, oh, okay. Okay, I failed. Parang ganun.
Yeah. That's how I coped, I guess. But you, how did you?
Well, for me, I like how we're just like ping-ponging our experiences. Yeah, I mean, you've known me for quite some time already. And alam mo yun, I always, whichever path I take, parang for me, ever since I was little, even before you've known me, things have always gone into plan. Like, I've never, you know, I've never really dealt with, like, a roadblock.
Rejection.
Like, right. A major roadblock. Alam mo yun. Parang, with college, everything went smoothly. Everything went according to plan. And then all this time in med school, I was passing my subjects. I was acing everything. But I've never had to deal with like a dull moment. I was always just at it. So, yeah, this kind of took me by surprise. And people really weren't expecting it talaga. Like, I wasn't expecting it. I was super confident. Again, not to the point of cocky. But alam ko naman kasi na I put in the work. So, parang bahala na. Positive bahala na. Again. So, ayun, parang it felt kind of surreal. Like, kasi nung time that I found out, when they sent out the emails, I was in face-to-face nga. So, I was too much in the high of it all that parang I didn't let it bother me. And then I took removals. And then after that, it was the same response. You know, you didn't pass. So, you have to take the refresher course. So, parang in denial pa rin ako that time. So, we were lobbying the admin so many times to reconsider. We were sending out appeals and everything. But, wala, nothing really happened with that. Nothing progressed with that. So, ayun, that happened July. And then, we were supposed to start August. Like, immediately after the very last rotation, which was July. We ended kasi July 31 sakto. I don't know if you were gonna go into internship. Start ka na agad, August 1. We had no break. So refresher was gonna be like that as well. Sana, but you know, we asked if, you know, we could get just 2 weeks to recuperate.
Yeah.
Kind of just gain control over our lives, I guess. And sakto, those 2 weeks, I think that was the ECQ na rin. Like ECQ nun. Actually, what I wanted to do is I wanted to leave Manila. That time. I wanted to go to the province. Eat, pray, love kind of introspection. So, yeah, I wanted to do that, but ECQ happened, so I didn't really get that chance. And then the next best thing I could do was not deactivate my social media because I kind of have work associated with my social media, so I can never deactivate it. But yeah, I didn't check it as much, like yung urgent things lang, and I didn't really talk to people about it. I didn't talk to my parents about it. I didn't talk to my siblings. I didn't talk to you about it.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not because I didn't want to share things with you guys. I just didn't know how to talk about it because it's something kind of foreign to me. I also, ang pangit kasi pakinggan na hindi kasi ako sanay nung bumabagsak.
No, girl, I get it.
But it's true, you know, like, you know me.
Yeah, of course.
The people who know me who listen to this podcast know that, you know, in a way, I guess, nahiya ako to talk to people about it. I've been stellar all my life.
Right.
So, to have failed, it took me by surprise, and
I just didn't really know how to talk about it to people. And even if people wanted to talk to me about it, I still didn't know how to. Kahit sino na yung nag-approach, I didn't know how to open up about it without having them say na, okay lang yan.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun. Pero it was just, everything just felt so unnatural to me. So, to kind of rid myself of all that interaction, well, I just went off the grid, if you will.
Well, so, you had to process it yourself first before you can really share it to anyone else.
Right. And to be honest, I've never really talked about it with anyone until now.
Right.
So, yeah, it took quite some time, but just to like dig deeper into it. So I consider myself like I believe in God. I am very grounded on my faith. And so, I mean, I really prayed for the revalida to go well.
Right.
And it did in my head, but it just didn't translate to like the average. But yeah, so I was really praying for it hard. And then when it finally came, the news that I failed, I felt so mad at God. I felt really bad. I felt betrayed and I felt a lot of anger. So parang iniisip ko noon na, yun nga, like I didn't, parang why did this happen to me? But I prepared for it naman. I guess you could say I went through the stages of grief. But yeah, I prepared for it. I studied well for it. I did everything that I possibly could.
Right.
And yet I failed. That was, you know, just to further prove my point. This isn't to like bring anybody down or anything, but alam mo yun, like, grab yung effort ko in the past year, in the past 4 years, and then papasa yung classmate ko na never ko narinig magsalita at all. Parang ganun. Like, I had so much aggression within me. I was really mad at a lot of things, mad at a lot of people, mad at myself. But it was a new experience for me. So I didn't quite know how to deal with it. So I was like just all over the place when that happened. So yeah.
But how are you now?
We'll get to that later.
Okay.
We'll get to that later. You though, I mean, You kind of moved on from it kind of quickly,
but
that's probably because of the hugul hol.
Because I've cried about it so many times already. Right. But I feel you sa part na parang you've always been like a stellar student. But I'll relate it to my college, high school, grade school stuff, like my pre-medical stuff. Like, you know, I've never failed a subject in my entire life. Like, this is the first time I ever failed something. So I super feel you.
Yeah.
Support na yun. So that's why when I was, you know, preparing myself for to see my that final grade, parang, you know, the thoughts that would always run in my head is like, oh my God, I'm so dumb. All my life, I've always been, you know, like so grade conscious and like a top student or whatever. And then I've never failed anything in my life. I'm so dumb. But I also felt bad because, you know, I'm such a bad person. But like, I'm not like this anymore. But, you know, my younger self, I used to laugh at people who repeat. I'm so sorry. Like, I was like, oh, she repeated. You know, I'm like that person. And then it actually happened to me. Like, oh my God, karma is such a bitch. I was like, this is why, you know, one of my realizations, talaga, I was like, you know, you should never really judge a person talaga. Because it might just happen to you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so mad at myself for judging people. Because, you know, sometimes it's not their fault. Like you. You did everything you can. But voila, they just didn't make it.
You know what really hurt the most? What really disappointed me was that, you know, after having done Kwentuhang PGI
and having prepared everything for internship, like I was so looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. The anxiety that the matching season brings you, parang all of that, I went through all of that and I actually got accepted in the hospital that I wanted to get into. And then this happens and alam mo yun, everyone was like, paano yung internship naman? Like, right. We've already, some people, you know, they got accepted to hospitals that were far away from their homes. And considering that we ended July 31 and internship was going to start August 1, we had to secure everything. So like, bayad na sa mga rentals, you know, nagpatahina ng white coat, all of that. And then I receive this email and then suddenly I'm having to send a notice to the hospital that I wanted to be in that I was going to defer my acceptance. I wasn't going to be attending internship that time.
Did you say why?
Well, I know I just had to send like, I declined my acceptance, ganyan. But the school the one who mediated everything.
Oh, okay.
So, parang they just needed like a parang backup confirmation. But the school, the school took care of everything. So, ayun. Tapos, one of the main reasons why I went off social media as well was because I was seeing everyone's grad photos. As seeing everyone in white coats and all the gratitude messages, and I genuinely wanted to feel happy for my friends. I just couldn't do it.
I know.
Like, well, I think they wanted it as well. Like, for us to all come out of it successful.
Right.
And we didn't really expect it talaga. Like, talagang not even just me, parang as a batch or like as a group of friends, we were expecting everyone to make it through to the end, you know. So yeah, it really caught us off guard, like the ones who failed and then the ones who did pass. Parang they were like, huh, bakit eh maayos naman yung performance niya, ganyan ganyan, so what happened? Maayos naman yung score niya. So we just, wala. I think even until now, people are having, I'm having a rough time, like, coming to terms with it. Kasi, I see my friends, you know, in ORs, delivering their first babies, yeah, doing ward work, etc. Things that I wanted and was craving for clerkship palang. Third year palang, rather. Right. And we never really got to experience that. So, I mean, given the ECQ restrictions and everything, all the travel restrictions and what have you, they still get to volunteer. They get to wear their white coats. They get to call themselves doctors. Parang mahirap pa rin to accept it now. But I guess, like, I have a better appreciation for it now, I guess. Basically, I just went through like a whole introspection journey. Like, we talked a lot about introspection on the show. And I was able to finally do it with like proper intent, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to make this all about me. I want to talk about you as well. No, but I just have so much to say about
I know. This whole
thing. And I was preparing for it. I told you I might even cry tonight. So yeah, I've never been the one kasi to question my becoming a doctor. I've never had a moment na I doubted myself na parang, but pa ako nagdo-doktor? Bobo naman ako. Like, I've never had any of those doubts. And hindi ako bibo. But
yes, you are. What the heck?
I'm not the annoying bibo, right? Like,
of course.
I'm level, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, basta parang I've never had any apprehensions or any doubts
when it came to med.
Right.
If I broke, I've never cried because I failed or because I had a bad score. I've always just kind of took those failures. It's kind of weird for me to say this now, considering that I haven't really done it fully. But I kind of just took those failures as like the next challenge. Parang, oh, I failed. Yeah, I have to do better next time. Parang ganun. So I never really cried over a bad score, over anything. Kahit ipahiya ako ng prof, ipahiya ako ng consultant, I never cried over any of that. And I never had a moment wherein I had to rethink to myself, like, do I really want this? Is this really the path that I'm meant to be taking? I never had that. So, yeah, all of this is just really foreign to me. Right now, I guess my doubts are more centered on, parang, is it still, you know, with all the uncertainties happening with
COVID,
the frontliners and the treatment that the frontliners get in this country, all of that is that's what's feeding my doubt. But do I still want to become a doctor? Yeah, I do. Sobrang lapit na eh. But ayun, parang yun lang, just to say na I've never had to deal with any of those bad thoughts. Emotions, yeah, bad thoughts towards med.
Right.
I've just always been so set on it. So to be faced with this, it was really difficult for me to kind of navigate through. So
I think, you know, I find this very interesting because you can see how different our personalities are.
Yeah.
Like, parang, like I always say, I'm such a pessimist and I always doubt myself. Unlike you, na, but you've always been so set on med. Like, you've always pictured yourself becoming a doctor. So, you know, I really think this is way harder for you than for me. Because, especially, also because you're on your last year now. Like, you know, everything was set for you already. You already had, like, a place where you're going to do PGI and all that stuff. So
yeah,
you were so ready to graduate and leave. I was gonna share with the whole social media thing. I don't know if I've told you about it, but okay, the moment I actually saw my final grade for surgery, I kind of hid all of my batchmate stories from
you told me about
on Instagram. And then I hid my story from, you know, their Instagram too, because, well, one, you know, I don't want to see them, like, you know, with the clerkship line. Like, I know it's gonna hurt me being left here back in third year again. And at the same time, I didn't want them to know what I was up to anymore. So they don't see my stories. The only ones that see my stories are my friends lang talaga, but other classmates, batchmates, they have no updates. It's like, in a way, I wanted to hide. I didn't want anyone to know that I failed. But dude, it's so inevitable. Like, everyone's gonna know, it's gonna spread, especially since we're always alphabetical. So kita-kita mo talaga if someone was removed from the class list. Like, oh, Cordero's not here anymore. But until now, they're still blocked, quote and unquote. But since parang I've kind of accepted it now, from time to time, I'm considering if I'm gonna unblock them already. But you didn't hide their stories, no?
I didn't. I just didn't open the apps talaga.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and parang naka-off lahat ng notifications ko. So, even when I had to open the apps to do work, yeah, like parang naka-ignore lang, ganun. So, actually, there was a time when a few weeks after that whole thing, there was a time in one day I got like multiple messages from people asking me, you included, asking me like if I was okay, what was I doing, and no, nabigla lang ako na it was all in one day. But yeah, so I had to, well, not even I had to, but I feel like since I wasn't, I see it on my phone, but I wasn't replying to people. I replied to you though.
Thank
but
you.
Most people, like, sobrang select lang kasi. Parang my thing back then was, unless a person approaches me or like messages me, parang makes the move, basically, I wouldn't talk to them. Pero that's not in any way like the test, like, are you a true friend? Friend ka ba talaga? Yun naman, ganun. Parang, I just didn't know how to approach people. That was just the reason. So unless I was being talked to, then I wouldn't talk to people. Even here at home with my family, unless I was talked to, I wouldn't speak up. So, ayun, like, I just, I didn't deactivate, I didn't block anyone, I didn't mute anyone or hide their stories. Ni naman. I just didn't view it. Ganun lang.
Right.
Moving on to what I actually learned from that experience. So, basically, yung 2 weeks ng ECQ, I gave it for myself. To myself. Yeah, I couldn't do much because I couldn't go outside then. Even if I wanted to go outside, medyo nakakatakot then, actually. And by the way, like, where else would I go? Just, where else would I go given the restrictions?
A solo trip. Sa garden.
Garden. What you talking about, girl? So yeah, what I did first, that stay off social media. I tell you, like, a lot of people think that they can't do it, but you gotta try. Kasi parang it started off, well, for me, it started off with Twitter. I never thought that I could live without Twitter. Initially, yeah, nung college, parang it was difficult for me to live without Twitter. And then I went through a breakup, deactivated Twitter, and now I'm okay without it.
Same.
and then even with Facebook, Instagram, and all other apps, actually only one app is like, there's only one app that I check every day. Or rather, checked every day during that time when I was off. It was Telegram.
Okay.
Basically, because I had work in Telegram as well. And so, yeah, I just didn't. There were days when I didn't even look at my phone. Which shocked me. Because parang in this day and age, parang all I do is like, be on my phone. So it gives you a different feeling to kind of disconnect from all of that. Because for one thing that I really took into heart was just to be mindful, be more mindful and be more present. I'm sorry if this is sounding like a self-help episode, but yeah, I just want to share my experience, like what I went through. So yeah, it just helped me be more mindful because by staying away from my phone, I'm able to observe my surroundings. I'm able to like get a feel of my body for that day. It's really the small things. It's the most mundane things.
Right.
So yeah, it starts, for me, it started off with that, like just being more mindful and being more present.
In the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Cliche as it sounds.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had that kind of moment. Did you?
I feel like I'm the type of person who's just always living in the moment. Kasi
naps. Late bloomer. Well, alam, parang for me kasi, yun nga, like what I shared earlier, like I'm just always on the go. I was always doing something. I was always busy with something. So I never really had time to just sit with myself.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, when you took your solo trips before, I was kind of a tad bit jealous kasi parang, yeah, that's just you eh. I don't know if you really disconnected from people, pero just the feeling of being able to sit with yourself and just observe everything around you, it's like eye-opening. I feel that as medical students, we're always in situations where it's very high stress.
True.
And we never really get to take a break. Even if you say na, actually, break lang natin is for sleep. For That's breakdowns, true. If you're lucky. Mm. So having that time just for yourself without having to answer to any groupmates, to any chats, to any consultants, that was really refreshing. So with that in mind, I thought to myself na lang, okay, this is an opportunity. It's not really a setback, it's an opportunity. And I know that sounds super cliche and I hate to hear it. Like if I was hearing it myself from someone else, I'm like,
cringe na ba?
Pero yeah, it was really an opportunity. I mean, considering also that I was sort of galit ako kay God that time. So parang I really felt betrayed and all that. But then my parents, they tried to comfort me. They'd say na, I don't want to say just deal with it, but yeah, they just said, just deal with it. This is the way it's meant to be. You know, all that parental shit.
They didn't react violently naman when they found out.
They didn't. Buti na lang. Okay. They didn't.
Okay. I was just going to say that would have made it worse if they reacted violently. I'm scared because, you know, your dad baka, especially because your dad's a doctor, so maybe he had higher expectations. So I'm glad he didn't, you know,
lash out on you. Hindi. Actually, my dad was the one who, like, talked to me first about it. Before any friend could talk to me about it, my dad was the one who called me and, you know, said na, you know, it's fine. Like, we're not super rich, but parang my dad said na, it's fine. Like, because he went through it din eh. Parang I guess
he knows how it feels.
Yeah. Wala, he just said na, you know, it's nothing that you did.
It was out of your control.
Exactly.
That's something that Sir Marcus would always say. From control the controllables. Something like that.
Shout out Sir Marcus. Sir Marcus was our prof in college. It's really helpful because he's a psychologist.
Yeah.
So yun, from there, yeah, I just realized na I have all this time. I'm not under any pressure. So this is an opportunity for me to get to know myself better and I guess to come to terms with what happened basically. So yun nga, galit nga kasi ako kay God. But then my mom, who is always like the person who would like realign us with our faith, so she was the one who told me, parang, oh, you just pray. Nag-aral ka naman eh. So okay na yan, like bahala na si God dyan. I know it sounds very cliche, but what she said, it wasn't that, but it was somewhere along those lines. So yeah, I did just that and then I still failed. So parang I was really mad. But then after some time, I got to go to church again after, like, when the restrictions eased up a little. Kasi yun, parang I felt talaga when I was praying, like, nothing I pray for is gonna happen. I was such a pessimist about it talaga. So, ayun lang, parang after some time, when all of that mindfulness set in, and then after having talked to a friend who was with me, I mean, who failed as well, it was a short talk, but basically, parang the idea that we reinforced in ourselves was, what if this was the path that you're meant to be taking? Yeah. What if the reason why you're here is to prepare you for something greater? And I know that sounds, again, very cliche. I'm sorry, I'm having to, like, oh, so inspirational, and then
no.
But that's really how I digested those things kasi before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, cliche. Like, oh. It's just not my cup of tea, I guess. But having experienced all of it, like, I get it now. It's just like what you said, na you shouldn't really judge people for what they, or rather where they are, because you don't really know what they went through to get there. So ayun, parang eventually I reconnected with God. And yeah, I just always reinforce in myself na maybe the reason I'm here, you know, just a general
reassure look of things. Yourself.
Yeah. Just a general look of things na okay, kaya ako nandito. Kasi even if natuloy ako sa internship ng August 1, ECQ. So, hindi rin kami makakapag-duty. Parang ganun lang siya. For me, that was how I was rationalizing things. And the cases are, like, super high right now. So, maybe that's also one factor. Maybe this is... I was just sort of, like, finding things to question in my situation every day. So there's this, I don't really know where I got this from. I've been consuming a lot of books, a lot of
good
quotes, a lot of non-medical books.
Yeah.
But yeah, parang it's the thought that every day you're given a choice to progress or to parang stay where you are, keep at level. So, in lang, parang every day, I just look for something to question in my life. One, to question in my life, not as a bad thing, but as something to reflect on. Like, that question could be, like, yeah, why am I here? Why? Ganun lang, parang, why am I here? Why am I not there? Things like that. And then second, like, find gratitude in everything, every day. Basta I really wanted to be systematic about this and, like, present it in such an outline, but my mind is so crazy right now. It's 1 a.m. So yun lang, parang for me, the daily routine up until now is, like, when I wake up, find something to question today. Maybe not in my life, maybe in the world or whatever. And then find something to be grateful for each day. Like, you know, it could be I'm grateful that I still don't have COVID, or I'm grateful for the cup of coffee that I had this morning. Things like that, like, and then to really reflect on them at the end of the day. And to not have anyone to answer to because I turned off all my social media.
Yeah.
So that was really refreshing. So, ayun, that was just how I sort of turned it around, I guess.
You know, again, as cliche as it sounds, this could be a blessing in disguise. The guy you just don't see yet, but you know, I'm proud of you that you're able to see it in a better light now, and you're not you know, moping around. Like, you're still hopeful that this is a blessing in disguise. You just haven't seen it, like, exactly what it is yet. But you'll get to that point eventually.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Again, cliche talaga siya. It really is a cliche. But for me, I guess ito yung turning point ko in life. Ooh, at 25, we already have turning points in life. But yeah, I just thought to myself, I never had to deal with this rejection. I never had to deal with this sort of failure. And even if I did, I was always able to like get back up again quickly. Tapos ito, this happened, and I don't know. I didn't know what to do. And just to relate it, you know, with the whole PLE postponement thing, my brother was supposed to take that PLE. And I see my brother study day in, day out. As in, pagkagising ko, nag-aaral na siya. Matutulog na ako na nag-aaral pa rin siya. So, and then it gets postponed. And then when is it rescheduled to? Next year, March.
Oof.
So, I don't know the anxiety that he felt. I mean, my brother cried. He's gonna deny it. if he has batchmates listening to this podcast and then they tell him about it, he's gonna deny it. But I saw it. He was crying. And that's not to expose my brother, like to expose his vulnerability, but just to show everyone there are so many uncertainties that are happening in life right now that are probably exacerbated because of the pandemic. Yeah. So I feel like this is a really good idea to talk about this and to share our experiences with how we deal with rejection and failure, because it's not something that we get to talk about a lot in med school. And even if it is talked about, it's always viewed as something resilient. Kasi, oh my God, I'm gonna go into another thought bubble.
It's okay, girl.
I gave this talk like a few months ago about mental toughness. And mental toughness was actually like, that was the, what do you call this? Like the gist of my thesis. Explored mental toughness. And so I explained there how mental toughness is different from being resilient. Because when you're just resilient, it's just like developing a survival mentality. Like parang, you went through it. You're very strong for having gone through it. But if you ask the person, will they go through it again? They would probably say no. Like if I ask you, would you repeat med school all over again?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. To have to deal with all of that. So parang, I feel like, exactly, that's the point. Like med school is viewed in that light.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we fail, whenever we deal with rejection, it's always like it's part of it, like you have to deal with it. Pero nobody really talks about how to actually deal with it,
right?
People just tell you, you know, just get over it, come
in. Yeah.
And when you fail, they just tell you, papasa ka rin naman, magiging doktor ka rin naman, just gonna take some time. So it's not something that we talk about a lot. That's why I really wanted to talk about this with you right now, not just as a friend, but also as a fellow med student, the people who actually do listen to this podcast and are looking for something to relate to.
Right.
So I hogged up all the time, so I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Pero ikaw though, I mean, I know that you were very set on it.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, you had a certain mindset going into it compared to me when my mind was just in disarray. So how was that experience different from what I had to deal with?
Yeah, so since I was already prepared for that rejection, I kind of already immediately had other plans for myself and the year that was to come, since I'll only be taking one subject this year, which is surgery lang. So I was like, wow, I have so much time in the world. And if you guys, you know, are faithful followers of our podcast, you guys know that I have a lot of extracurriculars in life. You know, parang I always say I feel like I'm a part-time med student because I do so many other things. And you know, I saw this as an opportunity to, hey, I actually finally have the time to do the things that I want. Yeah, because last year, because, you know, I like doing castings for TBC. There were a lot of times last year that I had to, or I didn't have the time to like record a VTR or like an audition tape for a commercial, or I had to pass on this. Like I had to pass on so many things because, you know, I just don't have the time for it. And then, you know, now this year, since I only have one class, like I only have to attend one, like a 2-hour lecture on Tuesday and then a 2-hour precept on Wednesday, and that's it. And I was like, oh my god. And then so I became active again with like castings, and then I could literally make videos of myself every day now, which I didn't have the luxury last year. So I'm super happy about it, honestly, because you know, this is something I've been wanting to do, and hopefully I haven't been casted into a commercial yet, but there are pending ones. Then, you know, I can finally earn money again.
Right.
Because I'm free. And also, like with what Ara said, given that there are so many uncertainties, it's like a blessing in disguise. Na, I feel privileged that I get to still stay at home and not expose myself to hospital, especially because my mom is like, she has comorbidities, also my brother. So, ako lang talaga sa bahay yung pinaka okay. So, it's just scary bringing home, like, the, you know, if I had to do duty na clerkship face to face. So, it's just scary. So, maybe now is not the right time yet. And I guess I could take this time also to build up my confidence for clerkship, since I've also talked about it in a previous episode. Like, I'm so scared for clerkship because I feel like I don't know anything. And now that I only have one subject to study, like, I feel like I'm actually starting to learn because I don't feel pressured anymore. Like, I have so much time. You know, this is the first time in a really, really long time that when I read my trances, but wow, I enjoy it. Like, I'm actually learning. I'm absorbing all these things. Because, you know, when you're full load in med school, they just bombard you with all these topics. Like, you just read it just for the sake of passing, not because you learn anymore. You really lose that passion for medicine just because you have so many things to study. And now that I only have to study for one subject, feel ko parang na-reignite na ulit yung passion for learning. Yeah, like I was like, oh my god, I'm so happy, because I just last week we just had the first LE for surgery, so I think I'll pass. I'm pretty confident I'll pass this time. So yeah, because you know, there's more learning now, because we're more relaxed now, so I enjoy what I'm doing. And lastly, I've always also, ever since I was second year, I've always complained about how I don't have friends.
yeah,
and I've mentioned it so many times that I want to go LOA, and hey, I kind of finally got what I want, that I'm kind of LOA now. And then, you know, now I'm with a new set of classmates, new set of precept mates, and like, who knows, maybe I'll make more friends this time. And yeah, so far so good. Like, I'm happy with my new group mates, even though like I'm the newbie in their group. Parang I feel like I can vibe with them. Like, they cool. And actually, I like the set of group better. My group mates better, because they feel more helpful. They're ano ba, they're more concerned. No, I'm not meaning to trash talk my own.
You guys are still loved.
Pero dito lang mas na-feel ko yung tulungan as a group. Ang ganda kasi ng dynamic nila, like, for precepts, what do you call this? They notice kung sino pa yung hindi pa nakakasagot.
And then,
they urge the person, like, hey, parang, you haven't spoke. And then, parang, they learn how to, like, take a step back, parang, oh, maybe I spoke too much. I'll give you guys time to, you know, speak up and
be pag-ibo
naman. Yeah, like, they're actually concerned. Parang, nagpapakiramdaman sila. Eh, I didn't have that in my... in my previous group, na parang, you know, you just fight for yourself kind of thing. So, like I don't mean this is like sound insensitive since Ara is still like in the process of like accepting.
No, it's fine.
I hope somehow this gives her hope that eventually nga, she'll see the light at the end of the tunnel. You know, as you can see the acceptance in my face, I'm like, right now. That's all.
I've accepted it naman na, like, parang to be this far into it and not having accepted it yet. I think that's like a difficult situation.
Right.
But like you said also, parang the learnings stick with you this time.
Mm.
The refresher kasi, like, it's just all basic subjects. So we're done now with anatomy, histology, physio, biochem, and ayun, parang for me sometimes because the schedule is still kind of difficult to manage because it's Monday to Saturday 8 to 5. So there's a morning lecture and then there's an afternoon lecture. The thing that I don't like about it lang is that like for instance for physiology, so they have to cram everything that you learned in first year physio in 1 week.
And then
you have to take the examination for it after, like, 6 days, 5 days lecture. And then on the 6th day, you have to take the exam.
Okay.
So medyo stressful siya in that
sense. Right.
I appreciate some of the profs, though, because they really treat it as board review already.
Right.
So all the unnecessary things, they kind of just skip through it or parang unti na lang, like yung discussion on
high yield na lang.
The things that you really need for board exams na lang talaga. And they really say it na parang, oh, you're gonna need this for board exams because this question pops up a lot. And actually, buti na lang, although I think I would have learned this then eventually, but apparently, Robin's, the Patho book, already has a 10th edition. Like, I didn't know.
Okay.
I didn't know. Like, I was still stuck up on the 9th. But yeah, there's a 10th edition already. So yun lang. But the learnings really stick with you. That's true. And yeah, the way I treat it now, I feel like some of the people kasi in our group are still having quite a rough time accepting where we are right now. And then yeah, if you open social media, I see all my batchmates like being on duty. Masakit yung puso ko pag nakikita ko yung dun sa hospital that I'm supposed to be in. But you know, it's a process, I guess. I mean, I really am genuinely happy for them. But for me, the best step to take now is to... I don't think kasena, you know, garnering likes on Facebook or Instagram is like a reflection of how I value you as a friend. So, ayun lang, to people that I haven't reacted to your photos, to your grad pics. It's not because I don't love you. And it's not because I'm not proud of you. And this is serious, huh? I mean, it's funny to think of, but it is serious. But it's just because I'm having trouble accepting how things turned out for myself.
Whoa. Of course.
So,
So yun lang yun. I guess some of my friends, they're giving me, like, I know my friends love languages kasi. So some of them have reached out to me, some of them haven't. But those who haven't, I know that they're just, you know, giving me space. Kasi ganun ako. I know that you know this about me. Ganun ako, right. Like, ayokong, but when I feel bad about myself, I really just isolate myself. And so I know that they're just giving me space. So I don't take it against any of them if they haven't messaged me, because I would hope that they haven't taken it against me that I haven't messaged them also. cliche talaga as it sounds, but it is what it is. You know, we're here to talk about how to deal with rejection, and this is how we dealt with it, and this is how, like, this is what it yielded for us. And yun nga, parang in med we're always taught like lilipas din yan, you're gonna get there then eventually. And not to say that they're not right about it. They are. It will happen eventually. But I think having this platform that we have right now, we're able to talk about like how you're actually going to get there and how it's going to feel like, which I think is a good thing. I think we're doing a good thing.
I hope
for a lot of people. Yun lang, I just really hope that I'm still in my process, I guess, but yeah, I could say na I've definitely had a lot of change in perspective. Just during the past 3 months or so, I've learned so much. Wow, para tong ano, parang, what do you call that, retreat?
Oh.
I've learned so much about myself. And just to be very specific, like we were talking about it prior to recording, like I've gotten into like a very, what do you call this? A very detailed skincare routine. But yeah, that's also one aspect of it. Like I've learned to really take care of my body and to listen to my body. Because in med school, like we're all just like over-caffeinated,
sleep-deprived students.
So to actually have time to do all these things, it's a luxury, honestly. And then nga, parang the studying that I'm doing now, even though it's very stressful, I'm just treating it as board review already. Technically, there's an exam, so there's still a bit of pressure there. But yeah, I've studied all of this already. This is already here. So this review is just parang trying to jog up my memory a little bit. So ayun, parang okay din siya in the I don't want to make it sound na parang goods na rin, but it is. I mean, probably even better. So there.
Well, for me nga, then the most challenging part is, apart from feeling bad for myself and being being hard on myself. Parang those are the things I had to get over. Being hard on myself and the judge, quote unquote, judgment from other people. Even though parang they say they're not gonna judge you for repeating, because you know it's part of med school, but you just have to fake it till you make it and just keep repeating those words na literally it's okay, like, and then just keep repeating it until you believe it. What are the things that parang, wait, I'm trying to remember, I don't know, affirmations, Chaz. Na parang, you know, I remember when some friends would comfort me. They would say things like, failing doesn't make you less of a person. Something right. Like that. I guess yung pinaka takeaway na lang dito is, one, just keep affirming yourself that, yun nga, it doesn't make you any less of a person just because you failed. Eventually, you're gonna get there and stop thinking what other people think of you, you know. Everyone's just fighting their own battles also. So don't think that they're thinking about you because they have their own life too. And then yes. Second is, divert your focus. If alam kong I'll be jealous of those who already is doing clerkship, then, you know, just hide their stories. And then I just... Yeah. Focused on what I actually want to do and make the most out of it.
Yeah, I think in the general scheme of things, you really just have to change your perspective. Because you can treat your failure as a setback, but you could also treat it as an opportunity. And yes. That decision is entirely up to you.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Quotable quotes.
It's true. I mean, yeah, initially I didn't know how to deal with it. Initially, I thought that I was such at a disadvantage. And yeah, as the person who always excelled in whichever thing I got into, mahirap to come to terms with rejection. I mean, I've been rejected by a lot of guys, but I've never I've never had to face rejection career-wise. Parang
this is what kind of defines us, didn't it?
Yeah. So there was one person who asked me recently, like, what would I be doing if I wasn't a doctor?
Ooh.
I have no words for you. I mean, legit, hindi ko talaga alam. I mean,
really? Something popped in my head.
I know that people say, if I get into public speaking and all that, I'd also prosper there. Pero parang, for me, kasi this, the podcast and hosting and all that, it's always been like my side chick. My side hustle. So to make it my main bae, it's kind of unimaginable but to me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like resource-wise. And I don't know, I just feel like I haven't matured enough in that aspect yet. As compared to med, I feel like I've acclimated here. Like my entire life has been leading up to this moment of me becoming a doctor. it is. I mean, I've always been conditioned to want it, like, to become a doctor. So I really had no idea, or rather have no idea, what I'd be doing if I wasn't studying for med. And like what you said, it shouldn't matter talaga what other people think of you. That was one of my fears going into refresher, because there were some profs who would just say, "But ba kayo nandito? Hindi ba kayo nag-aral?"
Oh, shit.
I was fearful for that.
Right.
And, you know, I'd like to consider myself like mentally tougher than some of the people in my class. And so I feel like it would be very inappropriate for them to hear that. It would be like such a Debbie Downer on their confidence. Where was I leading to with all of this? Yeah, it shouldn't matter what other people think. And yun talaga, for you to sort of turn things around, it's really... Like, there's this one saying, right, that you're always just one decision away from changing your life, which is actually true. Technically, it is true. And I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to impart. I feel like we've imparted so much already.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just really hope that people relate to this. And I think they will. Yun lang. That's That's really all we wanted to achieve with this episode, other than we just wanted to talk as friends, unfiltered. Yeah, we just want to talk about rejection and how we've dealt with it. I could go on and on about it, honestly. I could have a one-woman show about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just to say, in a rejection in med school or even in life is completely normal. It's something that we will all face at one point or another. So when you do get there, when you do get to that point where you feel like shit and you feel like you're worthless and all that, it's really just a matter of taking your time and changing your perspective eventually. And things will work out.
Yeah.
I sound like one of the people that I was so against. Can you know?
Oh, no.
Never. It is true. It is true. And we're just trying to wrap things up here. Wrap things up here. English era. What's happened? But anyway, yeah. That's it. That's it for tonight. Do you want to add something else?
Nah. I'm good.
That's it. That's it. We're good. We're good. We're right. We right.
We right.
But yeah, Medcast is back.
Yes.
Medcast is back. We will be...
Stay tuned for future content. Oh, yeah. We have an exciting lineup.
We do, actually. I'm excited. You're going to love the next few episodes that we have lined up for you. We just wanted to give ourselves this one episode.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to what we have in store for you, just follow us on Facebook and Instagram at MedcastPH and tag us. Share our stories. Share whatever you want about us. If you've had realizations about yourself with listening to this episode, share it. We would love to hear from you, even if you just message us and we can have a talk about it. And I could give you a TED talk about how to deal with rejection and Karen can give you acting tips on how to ace your callbacks and your castings. Shut up. But yeah, stay tuned for what we have in store for you in the future. Medcast is back and we are back with so many exciting things for you. This has been Ara.
And Karen.
We'll see you on the next episode, which is going to be very fun.
Yes.